With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. First came the message, then, in a matter of just seconds, the explosion.
Pagers used by the militant group Hezbollah had exploded near simultaneously, killing at least 9 people, including an 8-year-old girl, and wounding more than 2,000. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government blame Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack. As people sat in cafes or drove cars and motorcycles, the pagers in their hands or pockets started heating up and then exploding, leaving blood-splattered scenes and panicking bystanders. I'm Charles Ledesma.
At his first campaign event since being targeted by a would-be assassin for a second time, former President Trump tells a Michigan audience that, in his words, only consequential presidents get shot at. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says there can be little doubt that disparaging remarks about Mr. Trump by Democrats and the media played a role in the potentially deadly violence directed against him.
It's time for them to shut up, because somebody is going to get killed other than the fireman that got killed already in Pennsylvania. Mentally ill people hear this violent, dangerous rhetoric, and we're going to have a copycat.
IVF-related legislation fails to advance in the Senate.
Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
They stand against the well-being of families.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Also on SRNNews.com, the Fed expected to announce an interest rate cut later today, perhaps a quarter point cut. On Wall Street, Dow futures 59 points higher. This is SRN News. Lawmakers are thinking about the next pandemic.
The House has passed a measure that would require Senate approval of any agreement between this country and the World Health Organization on how to handle another coronavirus situation. Conservatives don't want an international agency deciding what the U.S. can and can't do to address a major public health emergency. As the pandemic played out in 2020 and 2021, the WHO demanded the countries close churches and restrict various individual freedoms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of companies are opting not to participate in the Human Rights Campaign's annual LGBT scorecard. The Corporate Equality Index ranks firms on how committed they are to the LGBT agenda, but lately there's been resistance from parents and citizens groups. Bud Light was boycotted after teaming up with a transgender influencer, and Target has been censured for allowing men to use the women's bathrooms and dressing rooms in its stores. SRN News. The Russians are coming.
The U.S. military has moved about 130 soldiers along with mobile rocket launchers to a desolate island in Alaska amid a recent increase in Russian military planes and vessels approaching the state. 8 Russian military planes and 4 Navy vessels, including 2 submarines, have come close to Alaska in the past week as Russia and China conducted joint military drills. None of the planes breached U.S. airspace. A Pentagon spokesman said Tuesday there was no cause for alarm. Keith Peters reporting.
Grenada, Mississippi has removed a Confederate monument that stood since 1910 on the town square, although the figure was covered in tarps for the past 4 years. The city council actually voted to move it back in 2020. This was after Mississippi lawmakers retired the state flag featuring the Confederate battle emblem. More details, SRNNews.com.